DaBaby has been making some noise in the rap community lately, with tracks like Shug and Babysitter featuring Offset making their claims to fame amongst fans and becoming some of the most popular tracks in the nation. Both tracks were also seen on his album Baby on Baby, which he released back in March 2019. Well, he's back and better than ever with his new album Kirk. Released on September 27, 2019, Kirk is an excellent sophomore album for DaBaby. He starts to open up to his fans on this record, showing everyone that he can go far more in depth than before. On tracks like Intro and Gospel, he talks about the death of his father and how it affected his life as he was rising to fame and ultimately shaped him as an artist. It's a crazy change from what we usually see from DaBaby, but he makes sure to include his signature loud and gritty sound. Tracks like Bop and Really feature some loud 808s and hard verses that really remind you that it's a DaBaby track. The album is full of bangers, but this turns out to be somewhat of a double-edged sword as it goes on. Sitting at 13 tracks, the songs all start to meld together after a while, with tracks like Vibes, Really, and There You Go all sounding like the same loud 808-heavy song with the typical DaBaby flow, which has already been seen on tracks like Shug and Baby featuring Lil Baby. This doesn't take too much away from the album, however, as the features from Moneybagg Yo, Chance the Rapper, Nicki Minaj, Stunnerful Vegas, and Migos bring a great addition to the album. This helps save tracks where other artists like Lil Baby, Gucci Mane, and Kevin Gates fall through, which is mostly due to the length of their performances, as they start strong but quickly begin to show their cracks and flaws. This makes it even more impressive for rappers like Chance and Moneybagg Yo, as they completely dominate their verses and help keep the songs energized and exciting to listen to. Although the album starts to feel like somewhat of a chore to listen to after a while, it's still a fun project overall. The tracks manage to stay hyped while adding a layer of depth to DaBaby's music. He talks about his struggles adjusting to fame after the untimely death of his father, and how it changed the course of his career as he began to blow up. There are plenty of standout features, particularly from Stunnerful Vegas, Chance the Rapper, Nicki Minaj, and Moneybagg Yo, and they help keep the album fresh and fun to listen to. Some of my favorite tracks include Intro, Bop, Really, and Toes featuring Lil Baby and Moneybagg Yo, Gospel featuring Chance the Rapper and Gucci Mane. And I'd rate it a 7.5 out of 10.